I wanna be like you, ooh, ooh, more like you. I wanna be like. I wanna be more like you. Can you lift your hands right there? I wanna be more like you. God, I gotta be more like you. Oh, Jesus. Whatever you have to do, I wanna be more like you. Oh, more like you. No music, lift those hands. More like you. Can you sing to Jesus tonight? Can you sing to Jesus tonight? I wanna be like you. More like you. God, I wanna be more like so pure and holy. Oh, how I long to be like him. I wanna pray like Jesus. Pray like Jesus. Oh, how I long to pray like him. So meek and lowly, so pure and holy. Oh, how I long to be like you, more like you. God, I wanna be more. God, I wanna be more like you. Come on, we're almost at the end of this, but can you lift those hands? Say, I wanna be more like you. Oh, whatever you have to do, my answer is yes tonight. More like you. Oh, God, I wanna be more like you. More like you. It was crazy when we went to film the potter being at the actual place and seeing the guy take this piece of dirt. And he said to me, he said, Todd, it's just dirt, just like me and you, it's just dirt. It only becomes something when it's in the right hands. And I'm getting ready to run. I may run, I don't know when I say this. He puts this dirt, this lump of clay, it's not formed, it doesn't look like anything, it doesn't look like it's worth anything. And he takes this pile of dirt and he throws it forcefully on this table. And I'm watching him. He said, okay, you do what I do. And I put the clay on there soft. He said, no. He said, you got to throw it and press it on there. He said, because it has to stick and you can't just passively just throw it on there. He said, you got to push it. He said, you can't hurt it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be what you want it to be. Just throw it on there and press it. Sheka, tomanda yalabashukuma. And we begin to form this clay. We begin to form it. He said, put your hands around it. And he said, do you feel that? I said, what? He said, you'll know when it's ready. He said, when it becomes smooth. I said, but it's getting smooth. He said, but no, it's not ready yet. He said, you will know when it's really ready, when it stops fighting you. He said, as long as you feel resistance, you can't form it. As long as you feel resistance, you can't form it. But the moment it agrees with you, the moment it stops fighting you, that's when you can form it. That's when it'll be what you need it to be. I need somebody to say, God, I won't fight you anymore. I refuse to fight you. Whatever you have to do, make me, mold me, mold me, mold me, mold me. Then I asked him, because I messed up my first one. It looked easy watching him do it, but then when it's my turn to do it, it wasn't as easy. That's why you have to be careful who you let put their hands on you. And so I begin to make mine. And he said, you got to put more pressure. I was being too gentle with it. And I messed up my first ball. And I said, so what do we do with this clay? Since I messed it up, I said, do we throw it away? I said, do we throw it away? I've already messed it up. Do we just put it in the trash can? He said, put it in the trash can. No. I said, well, is there ever any point that the clay is unusable? He said, Todd, if we bake it, put it in the fire, throw it on the ground, crush it, make it into dust, a real potter can take what other people would throw away. Something out of nothing. And I need somebody to know tonight, I don't care how broken you are, I don't care how messed up you are, we serve a God who puts broken things back together. Somebody worship. He's putting you back together. He's putting your life back together. He's putting your marriage back together. He's putting your life back together. Somebody worship the potter tonight. Can you lift your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus? There are some people that got on the plane.